answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
First of all, I think it's a great day for the American people because what this deal does fundamentally is two things. It immediately reopens the Straits of Hormuz. We're already seeing in the past 24 hours more traffic flow. You see oil prices coming down. But you also have the long-term commitment that Iran will never develop or procure a nuclear weapon. Those are two very big wins for the American people. I think the important thing to understand is that the agreement is fundamentally built around a two-step verification process. We say to the Iranians, you are welcome to have access to an unsanctioned economy. You're welcome to be reinvited into the world economy, but only if you honor the commitments that you make in this agreement.
That is Vice President Vance talking about the agreement that we have apparently reached with Iran. The official signing is set for Friday in Geneva. But there are a lot of things that still had to be crossed. The latest word, even as reported by Al Jazeera, is that Trump confirms the Iran deal is all signed from the U.S. side. That's in advance of the official signing for Friday in Geneva. So Trump and Iran have reached an agreement that opens up the Strait of Hormuz. That's part of it. The other big part is no more effort to achieve nuclear weapons. That's apparently going to be haggled out over the next 60 days, and a lot of things could happen in that time, and they might well happen before Friday. Netanyahu's Israel is grappling with the deal, saying details remain unclear. I don't know if they've seen the final paperwork yet or not, but they're not simply buying into it. So there's that. Trump currently is in France. It's a G7 meeting, nations meeting, the summit being held on the French shore of Lake Geneva with the border with Switzerland. And, of course, the G7 is representing the top producing nations in the world. And that obviously includes the USA and others. We are seeing some other nations that are invited, but it's not clear that they have any input. But it is, again, trying to bring everyone together. The first meeting was between President Trump and French President Macron. Now, this had been moved from the original date because it clashed with U.S. President Trump's birthday yesterday, celebrated by a cage match on the White House lawn. And I want to take a moment to remind you, USA, USA, USA. We won our first match. It was against Paraguay. We certainly were expected to win. We're top ranked in that bracket. They're bottom ranked. That's the way the game is played. The next match is coming up Friday, and we still want to make sure we hold things together. Here we are, Larry Connors USA, on June 15, 2026. Reminding you, with Larry Connors USA, you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You will leave each hour with more knowledge and information than you had as you began listening that hour. And when we're on the air, like right now, you can watch us. You go to Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter. Larry Connors USA Rumble, our Facebook. And everything goes up later as a podcast, audio and video, in case you should miss anything. And when you watch or listen later, please do me a favor, share it with your friends. Multiplying factor, you do it for us, and we appreciate it. We're picking up more and more simply because of the podcast. And reminding you, and you can tell your friends, even if they don't live here in the area, where our two great FM signals can reach, and we are limited by the FCC restrictions, they can listen from anywhere, by putting the free Newstalk STL app on their phone. On your phone, you go to your app store and download Newstalk STL. and you'll get everything we put on the air. And you can listen live as it's occurring. In our next hour, new evidence that the COVID vaccine, no surprise here, the COVID vaccine was not as safe as they wanted you to believe. No kidding. And later this hour, continuing to track down more and more fraud. And the story behind the story today, a little softer, a little lighter, but I think a little more emotional if you stop and think about it, about the sacrifices your parents made for you as you were growing up that you didn't even recognize as a child, nor should you. You were to be shielded from that the best they can. Now, again, growing up in this nation is a far cry from trying to grow up like in Ukraine with the constant shelling and bombing that's been going on, hitting civilian targets, or in Israel. But parents are making sacrifices for kids on a daily basis as they raise their own. And you are in the same position now. Sacrifices you're making for your kids. We all have different stories. But I will guarantee you, your parents made sacrifices for you, and you're making sacrifices for your kids. I think we should devote some time to that in advance of Father's Day coming up, and we just recently had Mother's Day. All right, back to the deal with Iran. Vice President and Trump are applauding it, saying this is a good deal, and we've been told already by Senator Murphy of the Democrats, we'll take a bad deal over no deal at all. This is not a bad deal, but will it be seen through to completion to the points that have been enumerated? As I said, Israel is not ready to full commit. General King put it this way.
We got to remember what actually brought us to this. I don't think it was anything to do with the Israelis or Hezbollah. I think what brought us to this was the president's bombing campaign last week for 2 days, threatening a third day if you didn't sit down and get serious about the deal. And the threatening the third day, they got serious. The major issue going forward, we've got 60 days of tough negotiations. Let's just assume the ceasefire and the Straits of Hormuz work as described. And obviously, we'll comply with the naval blockade. But the tough things are ahead of us. All of the issues surrounding nuclear, ballistic missile restrictions in terms of range, lethality, and volume, to be sure, and support for proxies. Those are down the road. Every single one of those is going to be tough. And why is it going to be tough? Well, the reason is, Bill and Dana, is the regime, we may be dealing with different people after we killed the Ayatollah and 40 of his leaders, but they're still diabolically, ideologically committed to who they are and what their goals are. They'll sign something to be sure. They want to survive, recover, rebuild, and then they will try to reverse the deal. That is who they are.
Yeah.
That's the reality of what we're dealing with. The administration is clear-eyed about this, and President Trump has said, that's why I pay attention to what he did last week for 2 days of bombing. If they renege on this or they have problems with signing it, I'm going back to that.
Good, good. A snake might shed its skin, but it's still a snake. And that's the way I look at Iran. They will look for every way they can to cheat. Oh, look, it's all going to be nice and buddy-buddy in the beginning to some extent. And the big issue that's happened today, we've ordered, according to President Trump, that the Strait of Hormuz is reopening and our Navy blockade of the Strait will come to an end. So he's announcing the toll-free opening of the Strait of Hormuz. That means, of course, Iran better not be firing, or some of its proxies firing upon those ships passing through the Strait, because, again, the deal would be off the table. And as I mentioned earlier, the issue with Israel right now, they still have Lebanon firing onto them, and they're returning fire. And Trump has been quoted over the weekend as saying, I got on the phone with Bibi and said, don't do that. But he's also acknowledging that they have the right and they have the necessity to defend themselves from Hezbollah, which is an Iranian state-sponsored terrorist group. But already the markets today on the news that this deal was imminent, if not apparently already maybe signed, but not officially. Already the stock markets jumped up to 600 plus points when it opened today. But Vice President, I'm sorry, former President Obama still wants to say, well, I had a better deal.
And then in retrospect, it's a reminder that on a lot of difficult foreign policy problems, the notion that we can just bully our way or bomb our way to solutions may sometimes seem appealing. But the fact of the matter is that taking the time to explore diplomacy and exhaust the possibilities of coming up with deals that don't solve 100% of the problem, but solve 80, 90% of the problem while avoiding the necessity of going to war. You'd think we would have learned that lesson by now, but it seems like every so often we have to relearn that lesson again.
Yeah, and of course we learned a lot when Obama was in the White House shipping pallets of cash to Iran and saying, we've got a great deal with them. They're not going to build nuclear bombs on my watch. He was already on his way out. And there was no instantaneous, unannounced, inspect everywhere opportunity for UN inspectors to make sure Iran was no longer building nuclear weapons. Obama put it in motion and sent them money to continue terrorist actions. I want you to hear from Mark Thiessen. He was a speechwriter for George W. Bush, and he said, you listen to Obama, and here's my opinion.
Well, first of all, it's the exact same deal except for 14,000 military strikes
right.
that buried their entire nuclear program under rubble so deep that the Iranians have told us that they actually can't get to it. If we want the nuclear dust, we're going to have to come in and get it. Destroyed 82% of their defense industrial base, sunk their entire Navy, grounded their entire Air Force. And also, by the way, the Ayatollah Khamenei, Qasem Soleimani, and like the top two tiers of their leadership are dead. But other than that, it's exactly like the Obama nuclear
deal. Yeah, exactly like the Obama deal, and not any better. Oh, come on. Look at reality. Don't be living in fantasy land. Now, Vice President Vance was asked a very important question.
Did you see yourself as someone who was forged by experience in the Marine Corps, served in uniform? Were you more skeptic of a war in the Middle East, broadly speaking?
Well, I'd say, by the way, I think the president's like this too. I think both of us are generally skeptical of foreign military entanglements. And I certainly was formed by my time in the Marine Corps to be very skeptical of some of these entanglements. But fundamentally, that doesn't mean you can never use military force. And I think the goal here of preventing the Iranians from having a nuclear weapon, we're going to be successful at that goal. And when we are, that's going to be a very good outcome for the American people.
And again, the U.S. will lift sanctions in incremental steps to make sure Iran is complying. In the meantime, in our nation, the fraud investigations continue. They are accelerating.
Welcome back. Well, the House Oversight Committee is accusing senior officials in Minnesota of failing to tackle fraud in the state's social services programs, despite allegedly being aware of it as early as 2019. The review says, quote, Governor Waltz and Attorney General Ellison clearly did not protect taxpayer dollars, but it is still an open question as to whether this was incompetence, willful blindness, or worse. Waltz's team simply saying, quote, Governor Waltz is glad to see fraudsters are going to prison. Meanwhile, State AG Keith Ellison, spokesperson, told Fox News Digital, quote, the record is clear that AG Ellison fought fraud wherever possible and as soon as he was able to. VP J.D. Vance, meanwhile, is now recommending a DOJ criminal investigation into Waltz and Ellison. Watch this.
clearly people weren't taking fraud seriously. Whether it rises to the level of a criminal violation, we're going to investigate it. And of course, if it does rise to that level, we're going to prosecute it. We have to.
We have to. And in fact, Dr. Mehmet Oz talking about how the fraud continued to be carried out and would continue. Of course, he's speaking as the director of our Medicare and social care programs.
It's good to bring this information out. I actually spoke to some of the whistleblowers that they actually had testify, and it's chilling. When I first went to Minnesota, which was in January, and we had been dealing with Minnesota for several months, as they began to acknowledge more and more that they had lost control of the narrative, but also the actual program that, you know, Medicaid has to offer in Minnesota. It's just these 14 specific issues, like transporting people to a doctor's office. Things, by the way, your family would often do for you. The state was paying for it. We have that allowance in Medicaid, but they had not challenged the basic program integrity, which is so critical. You can't just trust somebody. If you have an unlicensed person in an unmonitored setting providing a service that's unclear, you really have to be careful about who you're giving money to. Wow. So they had programs like, for example, these transportation to the doctor's office, right? That was supposed to be $1 million a year. I mean, how expensive could it be? Imagine just taking a cab to the doctor's office and getting reimbursed by the state. It was costing them $100 million.
Oh, my God.
Maria, they shut the program down. We insisted on it. Why? Because if you have that much fraud in a program, it's mostly not worth doing. And so now nobody in Minnesota who needs that valuable program could get it anymore because the fraud had gotten so bad.
Yeah, because they were stealing on a constant basis, getting relatives supposedly to drive them to the doctor's appointments, collecting all the fraud. And Dr. Oz added as to what whistleblowers had told him.
We knew there was problems that needed to be addressed. We would raise it to the level of the senior leadership of the health service, who would then take it to the governor's office, and they refused to act. And we would, you know, I wasn't alone. I had investigators with me. We asked, why didn't you do something about it? They said, we were ostracized. We were walked out of the building. And the argument they gave, basically, is you're not allowed to complain about Somalians. Because that's racist. Mm-hmm. And the worst thing you can be in Minnesota is a racist. Now, that to me is ironic because the people you're hurting are often Somalians and other folks who look different than you. So if you don't enforce these systems, and we're not just seeing it in Minnesota, by the way, but in Minnesota it was particularly egregious. And I think it woke the country up to the fact that we have to take action. We can't just pretend and be performative in our compliance on these issues. And I think a lot of this lays at the you know, unfortunately, what happened in the prior administration, where in my administration, in my agency, that I administer Medicare and Medicaid, they were basically told to stand down. We don't want to hear about cheating. We just want to get more people on the rolls because that's what good people do.
And coming up, what Mondami is doing with public schools in New York City could become in your schools, making it unsafe for your children. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem? He can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington, Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
The New York City mayor has announced that he's launching a plan to eliminate nearly 300. Are you listening to me? Are you listening? 300 school safety positions throughout the public schools in New York City. Well, I would think you need more, not fewer. And, of course, already you got parents, educators, and law enforcement very concerned. We're just going to have more crime, violence inside those schools. But keep in mind, this is a progressive agenda. Mondami starting in New York City. Watch for them to try to do it in your school districts. And joining us now to give us an overall view, Jared Weisfield, CEO of Objective Entertainment. He is a parent leading a growing school safety movement, I should say. Jared, what was your reaction when you heard Mondami is going to do this?
It didn't really shock me. The extent of the lies shocked me. So basically, last year, about 50% was cut. So it's not that it's a new thing. The issue, though, is they're also trying this thing called restorative justice.
Yeah.
So basically what it is the, for example, last year, students gave a teacher a Nazi salute. So instead of being expelled or suspended, right, they were given restorative justice, which is basically mediation. So what happened to the teacher? The teacher was retaliated against, and she's no longer teaching at that school. Then you have another case in Staten Island where a child, an 8-year-old, allegedly, you know, stabbed somebody and then had a list of threats towards classmates, right? They did mediation and restorative justice instead of putting that kid through the juvenile system. So while they claim that incidences have gone down, that would be accurate because there's no police officers there to report those incidences.
Well, that's the key. So, we often know the blue states have withheld information from the FBI on what their crime stats are because they don't want to be labeled with those basically dangerous and over-the-top crime stats.
Yeah, come on. Like, they claim 20 weapons were found in the fourth quarter of 2025. Like, that's a joke.
But
so it's
what's it mean to the parents today. Beyond New York City, though?
Oh, you're going to see the same thing happen now in Los Angeles with the new mayor, whoever gets elected. You're going to see it in Chicago, in Illinois. you're going to see it all over the place, in which they truly believe that restorative justice is better than police officers in the school. And also they all fudge the numbers to make it look as though the schools are safer, but they're not. You just have less people reporting the actual factual numbers.
So the Heil Hitler salute to a teacher, the Heil Hitler salute to a teacher you could consider was wrong, a discipline action to some extent, but it didn't take place. In fact, the teacher got tormented to leave her job. But a child pulling a knife on another, that's a criminal act, even a juvenile criminal act. Those are the things that really should be concerning, but it's the general malaise and attitude of progressives.
Well, parents actually semi went on strike and picketed outside that school where the 8-year-old stabbed the teacher.
Okay.
So the question is like, what is the answer? The answer, you're never going to get through to this Mondomini guy.
Yeah.
Right? It's impossible. So the answer isn't removing, right, the teacher. I mean, you can't. They're going to be removed, right? Because he's a putz. But and he doesn't care about children or safety, in my opinion, right? So what's the answer? The answer is we need to start electing people that don't have these views, right? That don't believe every kid has a right to feel safe in school, right?
Right.
There's no reason why that 8-year-old child, right? His life, like the 8-year-old child that remained in school, right? Why are the other children in that school's lives less valuable? Right? Why should they have to fear for their safety if their names were on a list and threatened? Right? That's not the way America's supposed to work. The kid's supposed to go through the juvenile system. Right? You stab somebody. Right? You go through the juvenile system. I don't care how old you are. We had a kid that was 6 years old shoot a teacher in the stomach 2 years ago. Right? The school offered the teacher disability. That was their settlement. We'll give you disability. Right? Not like we'll give you more officers. We'll make it safer. It's never about more officers. It's about how they could accommodate their psychotic followers. Right?
You labeled it.
That's what they are.
You labeled it perfectly.
So we need to protect our students at all costs, any and all costs. And if it costs money, by all means, spend it. Right? We have a thing that everybody keeps talking about in this country, equity. Right? Whatever happened to equity of opportunity? Where every kid gets a even playing field, right? Every kid in school district in New York City should have a Chromebook if that's what they're issued. They should have textbooks if that's what they're issued, and they should have police officers. If every school has every school should have a police officer. There's no reason why these kids shouldn't have the same opportunity to feel safe. It's now, getting ridiculous.
Now, these school safety agents, are they actual police officers either working part-time, or are they assigned by the police department to be in there, or are they just folks hired to be a safety agent?
No, it's through the NYPD civilian. They are officers.
Okay.
In fact, they have a union, right? So I imagine their union's not going to be, the Teamster union's not going to be too happy about this.
Well, it also, you can't have this kind of discussion without also going back into the homes. And when you have dysfunctional families and homes and parents that are missing, or maybe they're doing the best they can, maybe having to hold down two jobs, and, you know, the kids are true latchkey kids, the breakdown of the nuclear family has so many tentacles have come out of that, and all have been bad.
Look, punishment needs to start at home, right? If you raise a monster, they're going to go to school a monster. And if the school, right, then calls the parent who already knows their child's a monster, right, the parent's not going to punish the kid because they already knew about it. So the question is, that kid needs to go through the juvenile system like as though he's committed a crime. I mean, you can't go to school and stab a teacher with a pencil and not, like, go to jail or go somewhere. Like, you should not remain in that school.
No, they should be remained from that classroom for sure, yeah, and that school. You're right.
It's not fair to that teacher, and it's not fair to the students whose lives were threatened.
So what should parents be demanding at this point?
They should be demanding every single school, and not only in New York City, by the way, every school in the country should have a safety officer that has a gun that is there to protect students. It is not the math teacher's job. It's not the goofy science teacher's job to protect your students. It's police officers and trained people. And until we get that, we're going to continue to have school shootings. We're going to continue to have kids stabbing. I mean, come on, two box cutters were found in the New York City school district. It's ridiculous. They probably find one a day. If you don't report, right, you're never going to know the real numbers. They're just hiding it.
What is your view on teachers that are willing to take training and be carrying inside the school in case some violence breaks out?
I mean, typically you don't want that. You want somebody that's just dedicated towards
right.
the violence, because you don't want to math. Because the whole point of a lockdown drill, right, when you lock down a school,
right,
like that teacher is responsible for the kids that are in that class. So you don't want the teacher running out and leaving those kids by themselves in that class. It would defeat the purpose of the whole lockdown drill. So you'd want a school resource officer inside that school to protect the children solely, right? So you don't want the math teacher that's supposed to be protecting the students in the classroom, leaving the students vulnerable at whatever age they may be.
You're listening to Jared.
Hey, look, there's a story. There's a story that's even crazy in New York, the suburbs of New York. A kid, where Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez went to high school, a kid dressed as a terrorist for Halloween goes down the aisle, takes his backpack, throws it into a classroom, and says, bomb. Right?
Yeah.
The kid is back in that school.
Try doing that on a plane. Jared Weisfeld, I want to thank you for your time and wish you and Objective Entertainment everything else you're doing to go great, and you especially as a parent helping lead a growing school safety movement. We need it for the safety of our kids.
Thank you so much.
You bet. I appreciate it. Now, what are you saying about New York City? We repeat again. It's not going to be limited there. You know it's not already anyway. And it's not just in blue states and blue cities. It's happening in red states, and it's happening in part of any school where you have discipline issues that have not been corrected, reprimanded, and dealt with accordingly. And when parents are failing at their end, sometimes it's beyond their ability. They're doing the best they can, and other times they're contributing to it. Speaking of that, coming up, our story behind the story. Sacrifices your parents made for you that you probably didn't even know about.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson.com. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
She decided to leave behind her life of dancing to be able to take care of my oldest brother.
When I was like around elementary school, I remember for 2 months we didn't have electricity. She bought a cooler and she would like take sandwiches from work for me and my brother to eat. I remember me coming home early and seeing her eating ice and with like me and my brother's sandwiches in there. I wish like I offered her my sandwich. I don't know what I was thinking.
My dad, he didn't live with us, but he always made sure to be there, always. If I had a baseball game, if I had a basketball game, if I had a play, if I was at church doing something, he was there. He made sure to be there.
That sounds like a father who was trying to stay involved in his children's lives, even though he was no longer living with them. That happens. Life happens in the sense that parents that have children end up divorcing, separating, estranged, whatever. The children are in limbo. And when that happens, for the most part, many parents try to protect their kids and continue to be life as best as they can going forward and as normal as they can. And even in families where you have truly a nuclear family in place, good, loving parents trying to watch over their kids, sometimes making sacrifices that the kids never know about. Think back over your life. Can you not find somewhere in your memory something that maybe your parents did that you thought, now looking back, how did they do it? How could they afford it? Why? They stretched themselves beyond the limit sometimes, but never complained about it, did the best they can, because you don't want your child to feel guilty over what you're doing for them. And now look where you are today. Do you have children? Even grandchildren? Do you find yourself doing the same thing? And you do not want to let them know about all the things that you're doing to, one, protect them and care for them. And that's in this nation. And yes, there are a lot of cases inside our borders where parents have done little for their kids, never will, and those kids hopefully grow up great. But the odds are stacked against them at that point. Where did you grow up? Were you in a rough neighborhood? Were you in a gated neighborhood? Were you maybe traveling a lot because your father or mother, maybe both, were in jobs that required it, such as the military? Or in my case, my dad was the oil field worker. We moved often. I think just in the period of the time of a third grade, I think we moved 4 times. And I was always having to make new friends. and you better learn to make friends in a hurry. And I don't have any lifetime childhood friends because we were never anywhere long enough to have that relationship. I didn't take it as a challenge, really. I just took it as one person said, well, you got a chance to make yourself over again every time. And that is true. You're coming from somewhere where you were seen as one way, and you're in a new place where you can recreate yourself. But what parents do for us sometimes goes unnoticed. Very much, I'll be very direct here, very much as to what God has done for us in our lives, that we don't recognize, we don't appreciate the blessings, we don't thank Him, we just accept it. The reverse side of that is if things are going upside down in your life at every stage as a child, you lash out. It does remind me of what I've shared with you before, a minister telling me one time, there are cases where good kids come out of bad homes. They didn't have mom and dad there together, or if they did, one was an alcoholic or on drugs, the other one could care less or couldn't manage the other, trying to take care of the other children, and maybe you were the older, so you were basically ignored. In other cases, as they said, you have cases where bad families bring out a good kid. But he pointed that out again. Good kids coming from bad families, bad kids coming from good families are not the norm. There are too many of them like that nowadays, obviously. So have you been thinking about the things your parents did for you? I want to tell you something I'm really remiss. I would so love to have the opportunity to tell my parents when they were alive. When I was growing up, we were moving a lot. And I know Dad didn't make a lot of money. We lived, as I've told you before, in a trailer home for many years. Didn't consider we were poor. And by other standards, we probably were not poor. And yet by others, we were your trailer park trash. Oil field trash. But Dad always instilled in us a sense of pride and confidence and do your best. And the things they would do, I distinctly remember one night, Christmas Eve, my brother and I were sleeping in our twin beds in the same room, and the door opens and we both wake because there's a banging noise. Mom and Dad are pushing in brand new bicycles for both of us. We were so excited. We were awake. They had lights on them. First time we'd ever had a bike with a light on it. And we wanted so much to go ride around during the dark at that point. And they consented to let us go around the block one time and come back in. We finally went back to sleep after that one ride. But I did not think one time did I ever question, how did you have the money to pay for this? Because our two sisters ended up having new dolls and everything else. And then there were times that I might be going on a school-sanctioned trip, and they were going to provide the transportation, and they would provide some food money for us wherever we were going to be staying and maybe cover the room, but not that much. And there are other cases where I was involved in extra school activity, such as wrestling. And when we were traveling to a meet, like in Austin, it never crossed my mind one time about Mom giving me maybe $10 to have to spend on that trip. $10 that they needed for the rest of the family as well. I thanked her, but I didn't really thank her. Now, I look back all the time. Both my parents have passed. I regret that I never took time as an adult to thank them for the sacrifices they made. Now, as a parent, I realize much more than I did then. But again, here's the issue. Parents want to shield their children, not just from harm, but from anything that would disillusion them and threaten their confidence and their hope. So you were never told. You were never told if they needed some way to find that you could go on that trip and you could participate. And I so wish I had sat down with my parents when they were still alive and I was much older and officially recognized what they had done. And I'm saying this over and over again because if your parents are alive, take that opportunity. And your grandparents, take that opportunity. Again, my granddad and grandmother and Mama and Papa, they didn't have a lot of money, but you would never know it by the time we went to visit with them or spend the summer with them. But kids take things for granted, as in part the parents want them to. But now that you're older and you see what you're doing for your kids, I'm sure you don't grouse every time, oh, you're going to need $20 to go on that trip. Well, we just don't have it, or we're not going to give it to you. Whatever. If they can, they're going to make it happen. I remember one time distinctly, because I was mowing lawns, making a lot of money, in my view, actually trying to save up money for a shotgun at that point. Mom knew I had some. She came and asked me one day, do you have $20 I can have until Friday, which was to be Dad's payday? I said, sure, Mom. I gave it to her, and then come payday, she paid me back. But think about that. A mother having to go to her children and ask, do you have any money we can borrow? That was probably for food for the rest of the week or whatever she was doing. You have not had those cases? Well, you've been blessed. And your children aren't facing that? Again, they're blessed. Same thing regarding grandparents, then you're blessed. Not every child is. Not every family is. And where we all fail is being thankful and expressing it over and over again. There's an episode of a young man appearing on Shark Tank, and he started talking about his family and the drive that his parents gave him. Not just money, but confidence and hope. So yes, there is more to the story, behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
That story is incredible. Why do you think your parents did that? Why did they drop you off in America?
It was really for the opportunity. Absolute best decision that they've ever made for us. And I am just forever grateful for what they've been.
It's amazing how the people who grew up here don't feel the same way.
Think about what your parents sacrificed for the American dream.
I now only can I really start understanding my parents a little bit now that I have my own kids and the love that I have for them.
Yeah, and that's where it begins to click. The voice in that episode that said, and now so many here don't appreciate what they have, that was the voice of Mark Cuban. He does recognize what we have in this nation. He is not solid conservative like I like. He's a little more progressive than I like. But he is recognizing there are people in this nation that don't appreciate what we have. The World Cup match coming to the USA and Canada and Mexico is spreading that message of what we stand for. I'm not dismissing Canada and Mexico, but particularly the U.S., folks who never thought they'd get a chance to come here, are here on behalf of soccer teams. And, of course, eventually they'll all conclude in a final game. And some of the games, when you watch them, when they stand to sing their national anthem, every athlete has their hand over their heart and singing their national anthem. Paraguay, others, they are recognizing and appreciating their country, which is what we've lost in many cases here. Not appreciating our parents, not appreciating our country. That young man telling a story about how his parents sacrificed to change and take his family, he was a child, and the rest of them, and legally migrate to the U.S. to give them a new opportunity, an American opportunity. Again, if you take nothing else away from this story behind the story, if your parents are still alive, take time to thank them for everything they did for you that you never knew, that they had to make some kind of sacrifice, that they had to forego something they wanted to do or wanted to get, but the kids were going to come first. And for you as a parent, you don't want to drill that down on your kids. You don't want to make them feel guilty, but hopefully help them realize it's not just money I'm handing you and not just something I'm letting you do. This is what a parent's love provides. And many kids don't have that kind of love from their parents, and that's the shame. The story behind the story tomorrow. It was this month, 1994. The O.J. Simpson white Ford Bronco chase, captivating not only our nation, but the world as to what was taking place. That'll be our story behind the story tomorrow. We still have a second hour coming up and how the progressives continue to hold close to their private own Nazi. And remember our pledge. One nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Bill has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Bill. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge. A wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law is already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Underlaw.com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.